This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This week, Morning Edition has been exploring the ethnic communities in and around Los Angeles. And this morning, we're going to take you to the Tempo Bar and Restaurant in the San Fernando Valley. Tempo was the hot spot in Los Angeles for the county's 15,000 Israelis and Israeli Americans. That's one of the largest enclaves outside Israel itself. NPR's Amy Walters reports.
Living in Israel has never been easy. The country requires at least 3 years of military service for most young people. The work week is 6 days long, and the threat of violence is constant. Israelis live with these challenges, but some choose a different course. Every Thursday night in Encino, California, a Mediterranean bar and restaurant called Tempo morphs into an Israeli dance club. Israelis and Israeli Americans from all over Los Angeles crowd into the bar. Men stand on chairs and tables, and women jump on stage, vibrating to Eastern beats.
It's like you're coming to a party without being invited.
Jack, who declined to give his last name, perches on a bar stool, laughing with old friends.
I'm coming to Tempo since it was conception. It was not far back.
1977, to be exact. Years before that, in the early 1940s, Jack's father moved to Israel from Greece to help create the first Jewish state. In 1957, less than 10 years after Israel achieved statehood, Jack took off. He was looking for a wife and a job. He found them, and he fell in love with something else, America. Now he's an American citizen. He says he still has feelings for Israel, but he can't love a place so far away. Gilly Sharoni, Tempo's owner, also left Israel for America. She got a temporary job as a waitress and fell in love with the restaurant owner, Avner Sharoni. When he died 3 years ago, she couldn't let the restaurant go.
It's just that I feel like I have a responsibility here at Tempo to continue this. It's not a business. It's more than a business. It really does a lot of good. We have to have our hummus at least once a week or we go crazy.
Hummus is one of Tempo's specialties, along with other Middle Eastern appetizers like tabbouleh, baba ganoush, and a mock chopped liver. It's actually not bad. Just think eggplant, not liver. The Hebrew term for immigrating to Israel is aliyah. Literally, it means moving to a higher place, both geographically and morally. There's also a term for people who abandon Israel, yordim. It means those who descend. Sharoni says the guilt about leaving Israel has faded, but not completely.
I think there was that big no-no of leaving Israel. Israel is a new struggling country and you need to be there. But, you know, usually what happens after you go through the army, you don't feel that as much.
Rudy Levy arrived in Los Angeles for a visit after 3 years in Israeli military reconnaissance. Within 1 week, he found a seat at Tempo's bar. Now he's engaged to one of the waitresses, and he knows that others are fighting in his place today. But he says he's not abandoned his country.
If it will be a war, I will go to Israel. And I promise you that all the men, all the Israeli men in this restaurant will go in times of war, begging that, you know, that some airlines will take me to Israel.
Now Levy's looking for a job in graphic design and enjoying his Friday night. Behind him, families crowd in for Tempo's traditional Sabbath dinner. Sharoni, the owner, says singles who once danced at Tempo on Thursday night now have families and children they bring on Friday.
Most of the people that I know, we got stuck from one reason or the other, if it's love or career. And now the faces are so familiar. A lot of people have been here 20 years and more.
She says Tempo is a little Israel far from home, but there's still a twinge of sadness for what she left behind. Amy Walters, NPR News, Los Angeles.